Winters up here in the mountains of Idaho come in various degrees of severity. This last one was what we call an open winter. That is, a fairly mild winter with few blizzards or cruel, relentless storms. The snow never got much past 2 feet, and the temperatures hardly ever dropped below zero. Now, there's a sense in which we all enjoy an open winter. It means there are more days when we can get outside without the air burning our lungs, and there'll not be so much snow to shovel. The black ice is kept at a minimum, and the heating bill is reduced considerably. But a really hard winter is not all that unagreeable either. In fact, we need one up in this country. An extra 10 foot of snow in the mountains, for instance, would be a welcome relief to the water table that's been strapped for a number of years. And not only that, many of the old-timers say that a severely cold winter is needed as well. For several years now, the beetles and the bugs have been eating away at the forests around us. It's a sad thing to watch those needles at the top of the tree turn yellow and die because the beetles are doing their work. And that yellow begins to work its way right down that tree until it stands like a grave marker, signaling where there was once life. Not only that, but the beetles begin to multiply to the trees all around until in a short time acres and acres and acres of forest are completely devoid of living trees. Now, as far as I know, there's only one thing that effectively kills that beetle: a brutally cold winter. Let the temperatures drop to 20 or 25 below and stay there for a few days. The bugs that attack the trees die. It sometimes surprises folks to find out that God can use even a frigidly cold winter to accomplish good. But you know, the same thing is true in our spiritual life, isn't it? Only so much can be accomplished by the great, smooth, easy-flowing, hassle-free days of our lives. There are other successes that will only come through the trials and the temptations and the testings and the tough times. Maybe that's why the Bible says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." I think you and I need to enjoy the open winters of our spiritual lives, but we can welcome the severe ones as well. You see, God has His purpose in both.